The Ode Pirish HaKuntris. So Tosfos had several questions on Rashi, who explains that there was a Gzeira of David, which is why the Nesinim were Usser, not based on Losis Chatinbam. Tosfos had several questions on Rashi. Tosfos says that could be that when it says Nesina, it's Agav Mamzeres, and that's what Rava apparently must have held according to the Sakadaitach, where Rava felt that that Losis Chatinbam is going Begeyusan, not Begeyrusan, so you have to assume that way. Rava. Tosfos points out after that, and he really should have mentioned it before, the Rashi says he was relying on this before as well, that whenever you find in the various Mishnayos that it says Nesina, it's always talking Achageirus. Tosfos brings seemingly two rayas for that. Now Tosfos focuses again on Rashi on another level, and then he brings Rabbeinu Tam. So let's go over this part of Tosfos. Tosfos says the following. The Ode, the Perish HaKuntris, Kevan de Abdus Mamish Gazar Alayiv, Shemitoch Kach Nesru Lovel Bekol Mishum Lo Yakadesh. If it's true, according to Rashi, that David was Gozer on them Abdus Mamish, that based on that, there's an Isser Lovel Bekol, because he can't marry an Eved or a Shivcha, a Jew can't marry an Eved or a Shivcha. If that's true, Fektosus, two problems. Problem number one, in Cain, Amay Yeshlo Knas. How can it be in the Mishnah here that Nesina, Baal Nesina, this Knas, Hatnan Behedya B'masnisin, the Shifcha Engel Knas? It's clear from our Mishnah that Shifcha doesn't get Knas. It's only if it's Mishtachra Pchusa Mibnos Shalashanim. So she's no longer a Shifcha and she's still a Besula. But a Shifcha herself doesn't get Knas. And you're telling me that there's an Isser on the Nesinim to treat them like avadim. That's the basis of the Isser. So how could it be Knas if you're Baal Nesina? You'll tell me the Imishum de Nesina Mintera Nafsha. You'll tell me the difference is because Nesina guards herself and she's therefore remaining a Besula. And the only reason that the Mishnah would hold that a Shivcha doesn't get Knas is because she's not protected. She doesn't protect herself. She would have been violated. She would no longer be a Besula. That's not true. Because Amina be Yerushalmi, the Shivcha Fimu Shumeris Engel Knas. The Yerushalmi says, we have to see the basis of this Yerushalmi and how the Yerushalmi knows it. We'll discuss it soon. But the Yerushalmi says that a Shivcha doesn't get Knas even Mishumeris. So if it's clear that a Shivcha doesn't get Knas, and according to Rashi, the basis of the Isser of Nesina is that there's an Isser of Lo Yakadesh, because David with Gozer Abdus Mamish, and therefore how could it be that the Mishnah says that there's a Knas of Abal and Nesina? That's question number one. And question number two, Ba'od, the Mishnah states in the beginning of the fourth parak of Kedushin that someone who's a Meshuchrer, an Eved who's no longer an Eved, he's Meshuchrer, can marry a Nesina. And the question is, a Meshuchrer is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. There it's talking about a Tzad. A tzad cheirus, an eved that's chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin. He's partly an eved, partly ben chorin. He can't marry anybody. The tzad eved can marry Yisraelis, and the tzad cheirus can marry a shivcha. So meanwhile, what's clear? That a meshuchah can't marry a shivcha. So how can a meshuchah marry a nesina? These are the two questions Tosfos is asking now, with his introduction that, after all, according to Rashi, Kim to Abdus Mamish Gazar Alayu, Shemitol Kach Nesru Lavav Bekol. So what does Tosfos say in response to these two questions? He backtracks. Okay, Miu. Hayesh Lomar, Derab Mamish Gazar Alayu Abdus Lesa Velo Yerkadish. You could say, Ladas Rashi, that he was not Gozer, David wasn't Gozer Abdus Mamish. Lesser below your Kaddish. So let's identify the problems here, what has to be explained and elucidated in these couple lines of Tosfos. And that's what Tosfos leaves it with Rashi, and now goes on to Rabbeinu Tam. what is really being considered? We began to discuss it yesterday. What's really the discussion? Tosa starts with the assumption that Ladas Rashi, Abdus Mamish Gazar Alayu, Shemitoch Kach Nesfu Vulavu Bekomish Meloya Kaddish. Tosis raises two objections to that. If that were the case, there shouldn't be knas in our Mishnah, because it's clear from the Yerushalmi that Shivcha ain't a knas. And the second problem is that it shouldn't be mutter for a Meshuchra to marry a Nesina, and the Mishnah says otherwise, that it's mutter for a Meshuchra to marry a Nesina. And halach is a Meshuchra can marry a Shivcha. And you're telling me that a Nesina has a din of a Shivcha. Those are the two problems. Because of those two problems, Tosa says, "Ha yeshlomar that what the rab mamish gozer alai abdus gesa below yekadosh." What's the din of dvar mitosis? Whether gozer alai abdus mamish, or as he says in the end, rab mamish gozer alai abdus gesa below yekadosh. So it would seem, reading the words of Tosis as he starts off, Gazar Alayu, what was the Russian again in the beginning? Adus Mamish Gazar Alayu Shemitoch Kach Nesu Lavo Bekomishim Lo Yekadish. These words strongly imply that we're dealing with an Isser on what level? Don't rise. That's what the words say, seem to say. Adus Mamish Gazar Alayu Shemitoch Kach Nesu Lavo Bekomishim Lo Yekadish. Obviously, this is going to create problems in terms of the earlier part of Tosis. Soon we'll get there. This first, let's understand this section of Tosis for example. So Tosis is now entertaining with Das Rashi that the Isser, at the end of the day, the Isser to go to marry a Nesina is an Isser Doraisa. But what's the mechanism? How did you get to a Doraisa? It's not Los Ischatin Bam. Because again, Los Ischatin Bam is speaking about pre-Geus, the Geusa. But comes along, whoever it is, let's say David now, and his gozer Abdus, to the extent that now there's an Isser of the Raisa of Lo Yekadosh. You can't marry an Eved, you can't marry a Shivcha. And that's what Tosis is suggesting now with Das Rashi. And Tosis is asking you for two questions on that assumption. If that's true, then how could there be Knas in the Mishnah Baal and the Sina? After all, from the Yerushalmi, it's clear that a Shivcha doesn't get Knas. Yima'an is a Shivcha. And the second problem is, how can it be that a charure, a meshuchra, can marry a nesina? After all, meshuchra can't marry a shivcha. So therefore, Tosa says, you have to step back and say, no, ha yeshlomar, delav mamish gozer alai abdus gesa below yekadosh. What does he mean now? That what? That it's not mamish abdus to the extent that there's an isa doraisa below yekadosh. He was assuming initially that's an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh, Abdus Mamish Gazar, and now he's saying, no, it won't be Lo Yekadosh Doraisa, because it doesn't happen, it's not that intense an Abdus. Exactly why not? Tos doesn't elaborate. There are svaras one can suggest. There's a Ramban, we'll get to eventually, the Ramban, his own Shita and his whole approach to Messina, but he mentions there in the Ramban that they're not really Meshubit to a specific other. What's typically a case of an Eved and a Shivcha? You're an Eved, a person's Eved to a particular, he's owned by a particular master. And here, it's not exactly that. They're Meshubit to serve the needs of the Mizbeach, and also whoever might need something, right? It's not a specific individual, though. So it could be that's why it's not going to have the status of an Eved and a Shivcha Midoraisa, the Shvilo Yekadosh. Okay, but it's still us, sir. The Issur Chasus is still a product of the Gzeir of Avdus. That doesn't change. In other words, as Tosis, we learn from Rashi, as he says in the beginning of the Tosis, the Haidu Mishum Avdus. There is a notion of Avdus, just not Avdus Mamish. The Avdus Mamish would have made an Issur Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh. But now that we're saying it's not Avdus Mamish, as we differentiate it, it's not to a particular Adam. So it's not going to translate into an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh. That seems to be the Taich words of Tosis here. Now, I'm not alone. We're Medayik in the words of Tosis, but it does seem like other Rishonim as well. First of all, the Pnei Yeshua for sure assumed that when Tosis said these words, that Abdus Mamish Gazar Raya Shemitoch Kach Nesru Tosis meant Lo Yekadosh Doraisa. Pnei Yeshua therefore has the problem that we'll soon discuss, and it seems not to work out with the earlier part of Tosis. But he learns the words of Tosis, like we just said. And it's clear that other Rishonim also read Rashi that way. The Tosis Shans here, and also the Tosis Rush in Yevamos, both assume that way within Rashi. But it's interesting. It's interesting as follows. First of all, we're going to have to deal with the Pnei Yeshua's problem. So this section of Tosfos, as he introduces that Ladas Rashi is a Doraisa, so seemingly the problems that he raised earlier no longer exist. What was, let's say, the last Kasha Tosfos had earlier? What was the last Kasha? That the Mishnah in Makkos says that Elu and Alokim Habal and Asina, and therefore it's Mashmet that it's a Malkus Doraisa. So how could Rashi hold that it was only David Gazar Aleihem? No, if you're telling me that according to Rashi, the Abdus of David was an Abdus to such an extent that creates an Yisra Doraisa Lo Yekadesh, so what's the problem with Malkus, right? So quite interesting is that the Tosfos Shans actually says that in Achanani, he starts a little bit like our Tosfos, and then when he mentions that Rashi holds that David Gazar Abdus Nesru Ischatin, he writes, Nesu is chatin behem min haTorah, kedin avodim mishum lo yekadesh. Now he reads it into a Rashi in Yevamos. His mil Rashi pirish chasam. We'll have to know what does Rashi actually hold, and how much of what we read in Tosfos with that Rashi is Tosfos taken. And what about Rashi here? What about Rashi Yevamos? Remember, we already know it ourselves. Rashi never said here Abdus at all. Rashi said, what was clear in Rashi is that David's Gzeira had to do with Chasnas. The mechanism of that Issa Chasnas, Rashi didn't mention a thing here. Tosfos right at the get-go said three words, V'hayinu Mishum Avdus, right? But there is a Rashi in Yevamos that the Tosfos Shantos Medayik, when the Gemara has the Kasha there, that how could you tell me it's David, it really came back to Moshe. Because what does it say by Moshe and Itzavim? What does it say? So Rashi learns that the kasha is that if it's called the kol chotei etzim as a separate category, shema min alav b'chal Yisrael ninu v'lo b'chal gerim ela avadim v'avadim sulim ninu. That Rashi says the Tosfos Shans is indicative of the fact that the iser chasnus is derived from the status of avadim and it's a din doraisa. So that's what the Tosfos Shans notes with Das Rashi, and that's what we're suggesting is what Tosfos means. Therefore, this chelk of Tosfos, when he says shemitoch kach, that mitoch kach nesru lavo becomes, it means it's a din doraisa. But what's interesting is in Tosfos Shans, as soon as he mentions that, he says vahashta nami mitartzai pirchad elen alokin, and with this is miyusha of the kasha from Malkus. Striking, right? So in other words, it means it shows that we're going on the right path. You know, when they say the expression, you're walking on a road and you see other people, you know, as you go, you know you're walking on the right road. If you're the only one there, it means you're probably lost. So, you know, the nimshel is pretty clear too, right? You know, if we're being or what we are in Tosfos, so we still have a problem with Tosfos, but at least our kasha is on track. You know, that's exactly what he says. If it follows that for Rashi it's an Issa Rashi Lo Yekadesh, then Mitarza Hayi Pirchad Elen Aloke. That's really the Pnei Yeshua's problem here. That so the Tosfos is disjointed somehow. What we have in the beginning of Tosfos is assuming that it's only Issa Drabanan, and then Tosfos brings another Va'od, which is assuming it's a Doraisa. And then he has two kashas, and then he sort of comes back and says, no, Lav Mamish Abdus Mamish Gazar. It sounds like he's bringing it back down to a Drabanan again. All right, so what is... Let's really speak out to Pnei Yeshua. So what does Pnei Yeshua do in terms of the structure of Tosfos? So what does he say? He has two possibilities, two solutions to work into the words of Tosfos. One is, we mentioned this yesterday, that it's like the Gemara says, Mikra Misurasu, what before really belongs later, or if later belongs before. So he more or less does a cut and paste in Tosis, right? What does he say? That really, this part is what should begin. Ki'ilu, like Tosis initially came to Rashi with the assumption that there's an Isser of Lo Yikadosh Dorais, and he had the two questions that are mentioned over here. And then Tosis therefore said, obviously that can't be. So we can't talk about Lo Yikadosh Dorais. So So now Tosis has already come to terms that for Rashi it's not Issa Dorais, only Rabbana. So then that's where the beginning of Tosis picks up from. The beginning of Tosis picks up from where this part of Tosis ends up. When he says, now comes the early part of Tosis. That's his first suggestion. Strange, but that's what he says. Everyone hear me? No?
One more time.
In other words, basically the problem has to do with the fact that the whole first chiluk of Tosis is assuming that for Rashi, the Isser Nesina is going to be a drabanan based on Xeris David. That means that Tosis says Mishum Abdus, but the Abdus doesn't create an Isser Dorais of Lo Yikadosh, it's only Isser drabanan. And here we get, we read the Tosis on and on and on, and we get to these couple of lines that we now read, where Tosis is suggesting for Rashi, entertaining that it's an Isser of Lo Yikadosh Doraisa, to which he has two objections. And then he says, Hayishloma, that it was an Abdus Mamish, that it means, as we said, that it's the reasons that we gave, because it's not to a particular master, but it comes down not to a Doraisa Lo Yikadosh, but only Drabbanan. So it's after Tosis did that, that the earlier part of Tosis now has what to speak about. And ask the Kashis from the various Gemaras and from the Mishnah Makis, and then Tosis, you could answer that it's Agav, Nesina is Agav Mamzeres. So basically what the Peshul is doing in the first solution is to more or less flip the way the words of Tosis are laying out on the page. Whether it's Mamish doing a, you know, Hagah, I don't think so, but the Ruach HaDvarim, the spirit of how to understand the Tosis, is that more or less this Chelk of Tosis really belongs in the beginning, and the discussion that we've been having until now is only coming after that. That was his first suggestion. Yeah?
That's good for the question, though. So, what? How does he answer the question with the question?
The question is
it's out of order.
No, so, again, I can say, I don't think he's Mamish being Magia, but he's saying that the way the way the logic of Tosis lays on the page, it's actually not in chronological order. That's what he's basically saying. The discussion that emerges in these couple of lines really should precede the discussion that we had until now. I'm not thrilled with this. I'm just telling you what he says. I'm just, you know, again, it's the problem is clear. And I just made it more clear by bringing the Tosis Shans. The Tosis Shans actually said that the Hashta Mitarza, the first, the Kasha before. So that means if you assume that Lo Yikadosh is Dorais according to Rashi, you don't have the problem that we just had a minute ago. Says the Pnei Yeshua, okay. Lashon HaTosis Eina Misudarim B'zeh HaDibur El Kimo Lashon Misurethu Kimo Lashon Misureth Meikara Avi Mashmal Rabbeinu Tam Dushitas Rashi Nesina Asur Midorais. And he had all these problems. And after he concludes, what? Umir Yeshlom Adelad Abdus Mamish Gazer Alayim, meaning Eli Surd Rabbanan B'Alma. So after he concludes that, then what? Then what comes up? Then Basar Achi Kashel Rabbeinu Tam Kohani Kushis Demakshi Meikara. The questions of earlier, that from the many sugyas, it's mashmas no right. So kacha niru li gachora, uke the mashmak sash pershatos perkaaro, this is what he says in Ishim. Yes, Rachamim.
Would it not be a viable pshat to say that as far as being consistent throughout the whole thing, and then when he says abdu mamash, it just means with relevance to the psukim, meaning he wouldn't be violating, it wouldn't be a sword to marry him because of psukim of Lo Kadesh, rather Javid made other gizarot which included that you can't marry them.
Well, you're going to other territory. Right now, we are. I'm not saying you're wrong. What I think you're saying is that maybe. What I think you're trying to imply is that when Tosis says Abdus Mamish Gazar Mishum Lo Yikadosh, he never meant Doraisa. Right. Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying so far. Certainly, without our problem, you wouldn't go there, right? If you just had the words by itself, you would assume he means Dorais, correct? And again, that's what Tosis Shans says for Rashi, based on Rashi Yevamos. And Tosa Rashi, and Yavama seems to say that in Rashi, and certainly the words themselves seem to say that. You're going to want to say, maybe in light of the fact that we have a major problem in reading the Tosas, that Tosas never meant it to that extent, and you might be right. We were talking about Shimon, and I were talking at a chasen the other night. He presented this shir. I think what you're about to say, what you started saying, that Tosas lo yekadesh meant lo yekadesh drabana. Okay.
The mashmaut is mamash. Yeah. That's the mashmaut that's making it there right now.
Yes, yeah, so you're saying it doesn't have to mean, mamash doesn't have to mean lo yekadesh derais. It means lo yekadesh derabanan, and then if it's not mamash, it's not even that. It's just chasnus by itself. I understand, and it could be the viable pshat, and then Tosus Yivamis is not so far removed from Tosus here. I understand, good. But right now we're learning it the wrong way. Okay. It's good. It's good that you're thinking in that way. This is the first pshat of Pnei Yeshua. What does he say next? Another way. Again, he's trying to just work it out. The Achav Ha'iyun, he says, that you don't have to say that either. But really, the pshat is that Rabbeinu Tam knew very well that Rashi did not mean to say that the Issa Nesina is Doraisa. Like, notwithstanding the Diuk and Rashi Yevamos. Again, that was what the Tosham saw in Rashi Yevamos, that it is a Doraisa. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam understood for Rashi that we're not talking about Issa Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh. Rather, Drabana. What is clear is that the Abdus is part of the mechanism, the Issa Chasnas. That doesn't change. It's not stam an Issa Chasnas. It's an Isser that Rabbeinu Tam did see in Rashi. It's an Isser to marry a Nesina based on the fact that they're considered Avada, but not to the extent of it's a Lo Yekadosh. And that's what Tosis was very well going to ask all the questions we had until now. That sounds like the Daraisa. But then after Tosis says all of that, then Tosis is saying, I don't like Rashi because after all, he gufa kasha. What he's really saying in the Va'od is, I don't get it. Why are you drawing the line where you are? If you're telling me that David was gazar alayu and made them avadim, that ultimately the psu chasnus is not a doraisa los ischatin, it's a derivation of what? Of the Abdus, then indeed, what kind of a result should you have? What kind of an issue are you kaddish? It should be no rice. That's what, and that can't be, as Tosus proceeds to ask. That's how he wants to learn it. So, in other words, of course, it doesn't square with before. But that's itself part of what Ben Tam is trying to say. It's not like he's saying this is what Rashi says, and I have two questions on it. It is this is what it should be, and of course, it can't be that way. So it's got how Yeshua, it's going to be Drabbanan, and you're going to have my old questions again. But then he says, no, you could say it's not, you could say, no, that's not true. Rashi didn't mean necessarily that it's an Abdus Mamish. Anyway, these are attempts at the Pnei Yeshua because of the fact that, again, the Tosus doesn't seem to be of the same cloth, right? But I want to talk about something even more basic, quite honestly, in the Cheshbon itself of these couple of lines. How to work it out within the beginning and other part of Tosus. Okay, we have that difficulty. But something more. Again, we're going to go now with the approach that Tosis is assuming that according to Rashi, the Abdus of David creates an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh, as the words seem to suggest. And what did Tosis have to ask on this? Two questions. What are the two questions? Number one, from the Yerushalmi, that a Shivcha doesn't get Knas, so how come Nesina gets Knas? And the second question is what? How can a Charuri and Nesini, how can they marry each other? Because a Charuri, Meshuchra, is not going to marry an Eved. Is that it? Have we exhausted all the questions? Is there not another question that somebody can bring here? And Pnei Yeshua seems to say that Tosus may be alluded to such a question, and we don't really have it here in these lines of Tosus that we just read. Can anyone think of another question that you can add to the hopper here? If we assume that the Gzera of David creates an Issa Doraisa of Lo Yekadosh, yeah? Can that be so? Give me another question. No?
Can Kiddushin not chal?
How can Kiddushin be chal? What's the halacha? A person marries in the Sina. Is it Kiddushin Tofes? It is. That's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. That's the Gemara that Tosis had quoted just before on other days, right? The Nafka Mina between Isha Haru'uya Lekaima and Isha she'yesh ba havaya. What's the nafkamina? If the drasha was one or the other, the nafkamina is mamzeres unesila ika benai. That on the one hand, it's not really a kaima. You're not supposed to marry her. So on that level, we won't be knas. That's what Tosis used to ask on Rashi from that premise. On the other hand, if you go with the reason of isha she'yesh ba havaya, then what? Then there will be knas, because mamzeres unesila. Kiddushin is tofes. Right? It's clear. The Gemara, Mishnah is everywhere. We know. What's the halacha? A person marries a shivcha. An eved, a shivcha, marries a Jew or Jewess. Kiddushin is not tofes. Right? And nesina, kiddushin is tofes. So how could Rashi have said that the Gzeir of David converts them into a shivcha or an eved doraisa, but then why would kiddushin be tofes? Tosis didn't ask that. Tosis asked, number one, from the fact that there's knas, and a shivcha doesn't get knas. Tosis asked, number two, how can a charuri marry a nesini? And something else. How can kiddushin be tofes by nesina? Lo and behold, the Tosis Harash and the Tosis Shans add that kasha as well. Tosis Harash and Yevamis adds the question of the Yerushalmi of Shivcha, and he asks the kasha of Geri Bachaluri Amuta bin Asina, they should be Asa b'Shivcha, and he adds the ode, the Shivcha go Tafsi b'Kedushin or Nesina Tafsi b'Kedushin. Yes. The Tos Shans, that's the first kasha he has, before the other kashas. After he says, Mil Rashi, Pirisham, he had the Rashi Yevamis as his source. That Rashi holds that there's a loyi kaddish do raisa. He says, Mil kasha, the iavadim heim will tafsi bam kedushin. The tanya b'kedushin, the perika omer, the tafsi. That's the Mishnah Tos quoted just before. Komakum sheesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. Kigon nesini. Namzeira nesini. In other words, Namzeira nesini. That there is Klisus Kedushin by Nesina, and yet by Avadin there isn't. Tosis didn't ask that. Strange. It's even more strange, you'll see why. But let's start with this question. So what could we imagine here? What could be a way to defend why Tosis didn't ask that question? Tosis only asked the two questions. How could it be Knas if she's a Shivcha? And how could it be that Charuri and Nesina can marry each other? But Tosis was seemingly okay with the fact that there could be Tfisus Kedushin, even though Tosis is assuming that there's a Lo Yikadish Do Reis. How could we split here, so to speak, here? In terms of the Inyan Tfisus Kedushin, Tosis understood, Ad Kedei Kach, we're not going to say that the Kedushin is not Tofes. Abdus Mamish Gazer Alayim, but Tfisus Kedushin is not going to be affected. There will be Tfisus Kedushin. That's what it would seem. Tosis did not ask that question. So what does it seem to imply? That really there's something else. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just thinking, maybe since it's a Doraisa that was instituted like Derabbanan in a way.
Derabbanan converted the status, and now you have the status on the Doraisa.
I mean, it's not a Doraisa in the classical way that Doraisa are instituted, obviously, so maybe it could be a different level in a way of Doraisa, so we're going to be making in terms of Jesus Kedushin.
What exactly do you mean you'll be Mako? In other words, is it or isn't it? Is it or isn't it?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be told with Kedushin. Because, meaning, it doesn't have the same status as a normal Doraisa.
Yeah, what you have to do, you can't just speak in general terms. What you really have to do is try to pin down, the nature of Eved and a Shifcha not having Tfisus Kedushin, and saying that dynamic cannot exist if it's a situation where David was goes about this. And whereas the technical Iser of Lo Yikadesh, that would exist, and there shouldn't be Knas, right? That's what you have to do. You have to try to get into the nitty gritty here. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Your instincts are correct. That Tosis felt that it's not going to transform the picture to such an extent. But what really does that suggest? Yeah.
Well,
once they're not then they're not even, you know, there's no knas at all. So he doesn't even need to get into the.
Well, that's question, that's the question, that there shouldn't be knas. That was Tosis's first question.
No, I know, but I'm saying once they're completely excluded from knas, then he doesn't even talk about the knas, you know, the knas can even work.
Yeah, but like, why would? So you're saying I'm Dafka. Tosis didn't even need to ask the question. I think Tosis should have asked such a question. I don't know. It's a fair question.
Yeah, completely...
That's the question Tosis does ask.
Right.
Right. So I'm saying, but there's another question Tosis could have asked. How could it be that Kedushin is Tofis? By a shifcha to Kedushin is not Tofis. Again, you
no,
see other Rishonim.
Talk about why there would be a Ptura Knas when there is no Knas in the first place. I mean, the fact that.
I'm not talking about Ptura Knas. I'm talking about.
The
No. I don't mean that. Wait, let me clarify. What I'm saying Tosis should ask is not the Ptur Knas of Tfisas Kedushin. No, let me clarify. No. I just brought that Gemara Namin Beis as just a perfect example of that the assumption is clear that in the Sina, Kedushin is Tofes. Because the Gemara was saying that would be an example of an Nafka Mina, whether according to one drasha there would be Knas, according to the other drasha there wouldn't be Knas. But I'm asking separate from that. That's just, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kedushin the following words: Kol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, and so on. Havlat holechacha. Example for that category is nesina. One of the examples. Example that what v'yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. That means it's a clear cut din. It's clear. It's clear everywhere. That's just another Gemara that also says it. But it's clear that there is tfisas kedushin on a nesina. No. It's not kamina on that itself. Would kedushin be tofes? If Rashi was saying that there's a gzeira of avdus which makes an isur yikarish d'oraisa, then it should follow that there is no tfisas kedushin. That's what the other Rishonim are asking. Tosis would have to have that question. Yeah?
I'm not sure if it works out completely, but based on the Gemara Yevamos Zayin Av, we said that the part of the concern of tfisas kedushin is that their children will build the houses for Avodah Zarah. So it's possible that we're not worried about that by Nesina.
That's Gemara is Philosis Chatimban. That's not for Tfisas Kedushin. How do you know that Kedushin is not Tofes by an Eved? What's the source? Anybody? Just a hint. It's the same source that there's no Yachas, there's no Yichus.
In Pasuk and Vayeschan.
No, Pasuk and Vayera. Parashas Vayera, the end. In the Akedah. Shvua chempo im hachamor. Drasha is am adom alachamor. So that teaches us that an Eved and Shivcha has no yichus. It's like the, there's no yachas. Av, it doesn't transfer. There's no yachas in terms of the Eved. And secondly, there's no tfisas kedushin. What chur you see in this Tosis is a chidush, but I think this is, you know, it may, the more you think about it, the more it might make sense, is that as much as David or whoever is going to create a gzera of abdus on individual, but the mitzius of amadom al-chamor is not going to result from that. A status, a label of shifcha and eved that can be created, and there could be an Issa D'oraisa of Lo Kaddish, because their status is an Eved and a Shivcha. But the particular halacha of Amadom al-Chamor, Ad Kedei Kach is not going to flow. So for Lamasha, why would I think such a thing? What's another Nafkin Mina between an Eved and a regular Jew?
Mitzvahs.
Right? Mitzvahs. A Jew is chayiv in all mitzvahs. An Eved is only chayiv in some mitzvahs. He's part of Mitzvahs Magrama. After the Gzeira of David on the Nesina, would you say that they are now putter from certain mitzvahs? Says my grum.
We don't have that power, though.
I want to know. Do you think the Tosis would hold that way?
No.
That it's not a simple thing. You're going to take a Jewish person and you're going to take away the chi of mitzvahs? Well, you have that koach? You think so?
It sounds like he only did it.
Not so simple. Not so simple. Not a simple thing to say. They can give a status of Eved. But Ad Kedei Kach to override that there should be no Chiyuv Mitzvahs, the Mavkiyah Mitzvahs? Chacham can say you don't take a shofar as a son as a Chavis Shabbos. Okay? So he's saying the Chacham can say that a person is not, is part of a mitzvah. It's the same mechanism, that's what really happened. Can they really? Or maybe not. Maybe they can't do that. In that respect, you have a Jew, the Chayiv in all mitzvahs. That doesn't change. But this Jew that's Chayiv in all mitzvahs has a status of an Eved. That's what the Chacham did. The status of an Eved itself would generate Lo Yir Kaddish. That's a Chiddush in its own right. They can do that. But that it should generate, that Kedushin is not toe-faced, if the individual is the Etzim a Jew, and the Chayiv in mitzvahs, their identity is not Amadom L'chamor. In other words, so Tfisa's Kedushin Tosis wasn't bothered. Now, this is a Chiddush itself. Why is this a Chiddush? Because one could have said that how can you separate Lo Yir Kaddish as an Issa D'oraisa from the fact that Kedushin is not Tofes? One could maybe say the only reason there is a Lo Yir Kaddish, why is it Lo Yir Kaddish to marry a Shivcha, to have relations with a Shivcha, or an Eved with the Bas Yisrael? Why? Lo Yir Kaddish, Lo Yir Kaddish. One could say, why is that an Isser Lo Yir Kaddish? Because you're engaging with an individual. This act is an act that doesn't bring to Kedushin. That's the definition. It's Kedushus. It's not Ishus. Because it can't come to Ishus. You follow me? The very fact that an Eved has no Tfisas Kedushin is itself why there's an Isser Lo Yir Kaddish. This is not mine. This is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, and there may be Rias, Mother Gemaris, of course, and Tosis even, but I need a Rashi and Chumash. Lo Siya Kadesha, Mibnos Yisrael, Chav Gimel Yud Ches, and Tevet Varim. Lo Siya Kadesha, no Yisrael, Lo Yir Kadesh, and Vey Yisrael, says Rashi. Lo Siya Kadesha, Mukheres, Mukhadeshes, Mizumenes, Liznus, Lo Yir Kadesh, Mizuman, Mishkav Zachor, for Unkas Tirgame. Now he means Unkas. Unkas is now the one that's going to learn it means an Evan and a Shivcham. Lo tehe itza mibnos Yisrael gvar abda. Lo siya kedesha means that a Jewish woman cannot be with an eved. Says Rashi, and that goes into the same idea because what was the pshuto shemikra for Rashi? Mufkeres mekudeshes muzumenes lisnus. Says Rashi, what's pshat and unkles? Why is there an iser for a Jewish woman to go with an eved? Sheavzu mufkeres lebeilas nus he. Why is there an Isser for a Jewish woman to marry an Eved? Because by definition, this is not Ishus. It is prostitution. It's Mufkeres Mufkeres Lesnus. Sha'arei Hukshu Achamor. Because Avodim are compared to Chamor. Shenemar Shvu Achempo Im Achamor. Amadam Achamor. Continues Rashi in the Targum. V'lo Yisav Gavra. What will you Kaddish Bnei Yisrael? Where your Kaddish Meizim is Lois of Gavra Bnei Yisrael, Itza Amsa. That a Jewish man cannot wed a Shivcha. Says Rashi, why is that part of the Lav of Lo Yir Kaddish? Sha'afhu Nasa Kaddish Al Yada. Because to go for a man to marry a Shivcha is an act of Kaddish, it's a prostitution. Shekobi Ilosa Bilas Nus, it's not Kedushin. She'en Kedushin Topsin Loba. What does this Rashi say? In a nutshell, what did Rashi say? That the definition of the Yisr, of Lo Siya Kedesha, Lo Yir Kaddish, is what? The fact that it's no, there's no Yisr, that's why there's an Yisr of Lo Yir Kaddish. And what are we saying in Tosis? No. That Tosis can accept the fact that there will be substitution, but yet the Abdus Mavish, the David was goes there, can create an Yisr of Lo Yir Kaddish. Which means that Tosis would assume that Lo Yir Kaddish is just a function of the fact that there's a status of Evan and Shivcha. Yeah, that's clearly at odds with the Rashi that we just read. And again, there may be other Rashi's too, like Rashi, that one could understand the very fact that there's an Isra, Lo Yir Kaddish, is because it's by definition, it's Nus, it's not Ishus. Because it couldn't be Ishus here. Everyone with me? Okay? But we're not, it's even more, I mean, good, so you could argue, Tos argues in Rashi, good. Could Rashi goes one way, Tosis holds the other way. Tosis holds that the very label of Eved and Shivcha can bring with it an Issa D'oraisa Lo Yir Kaddish. What's the problem? The problem is that there shouldn't be Knas. And the other kasha, how could Charuri and the Sini marry each other? how can it be that there will be Tfisa's Kedusha? Tosfos says they can't take away mitzvahs, so they can't make an amadoma chamor out of this person. But a label of Eved Shivcha is enough for the Lo Yekadosh. That could be. Tosfos argues on Rashi and Chumash. But here, where the problem gets even more jarring. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. That first kash of Tosfos. What is that Yerushalmi say? That a Shivcha has no knas. So what's the problem? How could a Nesina have knas? After all, Nesina has a din of what? Of an Eved, a Shivcha, according to Rashi, Doraisa. And a Shivcha has no knas even if she guards herself. Where do we know that from? From a Yerushalmi. Where does Yerushalmi know it? Tosfos doesn't tell us. Tosfos Shanz quotes the Yerushalmi. You know what the Yerushalmi says? How does Yerushalmi know that a Shivcha has no knas? And he asked the same kasha as Tosfos. So this, what I'm going to ask now on Tosfos is going to be on Tosfos Shanz as well. He asked this kasha to Yerushalmi. Stam shiv avol imhaisim shumeres hayol knas no goli. The Yerushalmi mochiach b'chol inyonim engel knas even a mishumeres. Because Yerushalmi says in my yemayin avia da 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 beparsha of the mefate, and then the Yerushalmi says ne'ata habal a shivcha lesko knas. Or isko knas, I should say maybe. Says less yachil, can't be knas. Tznan yachol habo shivcha yehi chayiv tamud loma mahor yimharena lo veisha. Where does it say that? By mefate. Mi she yesh lo havaya ba yartza shivcha she ein lo havaya ba. Meaning, there's no what? There's no tfisas kedushin by shivcha, because you can't have mor yimharena lo veisha. Now, fet the Yerushalmi on itself, everyone asks the kasha. If that's the case, who else shouldn't have knas? That doesn't bother me. What case of the Mishnah? Habo al? Ladder?
No.
Can't hear. Nita, good. Give me another case. How's it start? The first one in the list. The third grouping. Choso, fet the Yerushalmi. No. Hasevun, we can ask. Harei Achoso, the Mishnah Achoso has knas. You couldn't have Achoso. Says Yerushalmi, no, that's not excluded. Why? Harei Ein Lo Havaya Ba Shan Yehi Yesh Lo Havaya Itzel Acher. In other words, the Maanes couldn't have Havaya with this woman because he's Achoso, he's a sister, but she could have Havaya by somebody else. With a Shivcha, there's no Kfisus condition anywhere. We both said, you realize what kind of a problem we've just discovered. The whole basis of the Yerushalmi's halacha, that a shivcha doesn't get knas, is based on a measure, a criteria that the Yerushalmi derives from the pasuk, Mar Yimrena Lo Isha, that there's no knas in the case of a woman that can't have tfisas kedushin. That's the reason why there's no knas by a shivcha. And now, what is Tosfos and Tosfos Shanz himself, what are they asking from the Yerushalmi? That if Rashi holds that a Nesina has a status of what? Of a Shivcha, Midoraisa, because that was what they were goes there, Abdus Mamish. So then how can the Mishnah say that there's Knas, Habal and Nesina, but the Yerushalmi says that Shivcha doesn't get Knas, and even Mishumeris, even she guards herself, she doesn't get Knas. And if you look in Yerushalmi, what is Yerushalmi basing it on? The fact that there's a drasha that there's no knas by shivcha because there's no tfisas kedushin. So then what did Tosfos ask? By a Nesina. Nesina has tfisas kedushin, but doesn't have tfisas kedushin. Has tfisas kedushin. That's what we said. So then the Nesina should not fail the criteria. It passes the criteria. It has pieces of condition. So what do you bother with Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi's exclusion of Shivcha is a product of darshaning that a woman who does have Tris Kedusha, not by you, not by anybody, there's no knas. That's the whole basis of the drush of the Yerushalmi. And in the Sina, Kor and Evan Kor, Shivcha, all you want, but Tris Kedusha she has. So then what's bothering Tosis? I mean, we solved the other problem by saying, well, why didn't Tosis ask that question itself? That how can it be Tfisas Kedushin by a Shifcha, by Nesina? Aye, she's a Shifcha. So that question was asked by Tosis Shatz and Tosis Harash and Yavamas. Tosis didn't ask it. So we explained, because Tosis felt that Tfisas Kedushin is a measure of whether there are Amadam L'chamor or not an Amadam L'chamor. So Zera of David is not going to change them into Amadam L'chamor. You can give them a label of Shifcha. It carries the status of Shifcha. Lo Yekadesh will exist, but Tfisas Kedushin will also be valid. There will be Tfisas Kedushin. I Rashi says that Lo Yekadesh is only because there's no Kedushin. Tosis disagrees with the question. Okay? So therefore, that question Tosis didn't ask. What did he ask? In the Yerushalmi, that a Shifcha doesn't have Knas. So therefore, a Nesina should not have Knas. But the Yerushalmi's basis for why a Shifcha doesn't have Knas is because a Shifcha has no Tfisas Kedushin. Lo Lav, Lo Acherim. And in the Sina has Tfisas Kedushin. So what was Tosis' whole problem? So then what's the problem from the fact that there's Knas? Everybody hear the problem. This is major. I don't know what to say. I mean, I could say something, but I'm not happy. Whatever I say, I'm not happy. I mean, mamish, what's going on there? And this is a problem not just Tosis. Tosis Shans also. Tosis Shans was happy to ask the Kasha from the Yerushalmi, even though he himself asked the other question. How could there be Tfisas Kedushin? He's a Shifcha. But meanwhile, he understands that there's Tfisas Kedushin over here. Shifcha is not Tfisas Kedushin. So then what does he bring to Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is excluding Shifcha by virtue of the fact that she has no Tfisas Kedushin. And the Sina has Tfisas Kedushin. So he had that problem too. How could that be if he's a Shifcha? Good. But after that, he asked to bring Yerushalmi. But Yerushalmi is not a problem. There is Tfisas Kedushin here, so there's no exclusion of Shifcha. You want to ask the other Kasha Gazimte, but don't ask this Kasha. Tosis didn't ask the other question. And we tried to explain that Tosis would separate between Tfisas Kedushin and other things, and Lo Yekadesh, and just like by mitzvahs, the mitzvahs will still be obligated. They'll be obligated in mitzvahs, so maybe that's why there's Tfisas Kedushin. But still, why are you asking the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is excluding Shifcha because of the fact that Shifcha can't have Tfisas Kedushin. L'maisa B'Kid Eger points out this ha'ara, not in the way that we are, but he basically picks up in this point that we're raising right now, this ha'ara that we have. And it's good to know that, it's reassuring to see that the logic itself is where Kivagan picked up on the first piece. But we're asking it in terms of the Yerushalmi. So what are you going to say? The best that we can think of, what? The status of Shivcha exists. And Shivcha in the abstract has or doesn't have Tfisas Kedushin. Doesn't. So therefore Tosis felt that it should not have Knas, Nisina shouldn't have Knas. Because Nisina is a Shivcha. And the Yerushalmi derives that Shifcha has no Knas. Why? Because Shifcha has no Tfisas Kedushin. And that's correct, for the most part. This particular Shifcha does have Tfisas Kedushin. But if Shifcha doesn't have Knas, then the Sina shouldn't have Knas. But it's certainly a big doche to ask such a kasha. Like, I mean, why is it such a kasha? I could say very well that the Sina has Knas because she has Tfisas Kedushin. She doesn't fall into that criteria, so why should she be excluded from Knas? The whole basis of excluding a Shifcha is because there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Shifcha, and the Sina has Tfisas Kedushin. Yeah, patiently waiting. Yeah.
Tosis doesn't learn it out from the Yerushalmi.
Tosis doesn't reveal. That's what makes it so tricky. Tosis doesn't give full disclosure here. That's why I'm opening up the issue. The Yerushalmi is clear. Anyone could look it up. The Tosis has quoted the Yerushalmi. Without knowing the Yerushalmi, you wouldn't have this problem. But if you look at the Yerushalmi's basis, why it's true that there's no Knas by Shifcha, then what was Tosis? Tosis didn't know the Yerushalmi's reason. What?
He says he learns that from the Mishnah.
It does. No. Tosis started with the Mishnah. Says, the Mishnah you could say is not approved because the Mishnah could be based on the fact that they're not guarded. They don't guard themselves. Yeah. But still, it's a problem because of the Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah itself would not be a problem. So the only way Tosis could raise the question is because of the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi only is saying what it's saying because of the fact that a Shifcha has no Kedushin. And the Sina has Kedushin. So what was the problem from the Yerushalmi? Yeah. All right.
Could Tosfos be bringing Yerushalmi to show Dafka that Yesina has no key association?
That's not what he says. Tosfos asked the Kazi Yerushalmi because how can the Knas? That's all he brought it from.
But it shows the underlying assumption that there is no thesis condition, which is why it doesn't...
How does Yerushalmi indicate that Nesina has no thesis condition? Yerushalmi is just indicating that Shifcha has no knas, because she has no thesis condition. That's all the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi is not talking about Nesina. Tosis is using the Yerushalmi to ask, on Rashi, how can Habar Nesina yesh lo knas?
Maybe all we're bringing from Yerushalmi, maybe we're learning that there's no knas is from the Mishnah, later on, but all we're learning from the Yerushalmi is that it's not really about focusing on the Shifcha, we're focusing on the Mishnah Meretz part.
Again, the question from the Mishnah we took care of, really. As we noted yesterday, at the end of the day, the Mishnah itself couldn't prove anything. The Mishnah could be explained that the Shifcha is only a problem because of the fact that she's not a Basula. So that we always could get around. The only reason Tosis could end up asking anything is because of the Yerushalmi. And now that we brought the Yerushalmi in its context, we seemingly don't have the Yerushalmi as a problem either. So again, so to summarize, we really were medayik two things in this Tosis. After the issue of the Pnei Yeshua, how to fit this Tosis in with the earlier part of Tosis, so we really were more two points. Number one is that Tosis had two questions on Rashi. If Abdus Mamish Gazar Alayu, so how can it be, number one, that there's Knas by Nesina, there's no Knas by Shifcha? From the Mishnah, you couldn't prove it. From the Yerushalmi, you can prove it. And the second question is, how can Charure and Nesine marry each other if Charure is not allowed to marry who? A Shifcha, so how can he marry a Nesine? Two questions of Tosis. So what did Tosis answer? So what did Tosis answer? You have to say, Ho Yishlomar, Dilab Abdus Mamish Gazav Alay. It wasn't Abdus Mamish. It wasn't Lo Yikarish Doraiz. How does this answer the two kashas? So the Mashal works it out for us. What has it as the two kashas? Well, if it wasn't Abdus Mamish Gazav Alay, so then there could be Knas. There could be Knas because it's not Lo Yikarish Doraiz. This answers both kashas, says the Mashal. The two, and the other kasha as well. Charuri and Nesini are muta because Chachamim are not going to go so far. Like we saw in Yevamos yesterday, right? The Gzeira, the Chachamim, is only for normal cases, not for fringe cases, right? So Charuri and Nesini, for that the Chacham weren't go there, for Charuri to marry Nesini. It's not a typical case. That's Tosis there. That's the words of Tosis. We had problem number one we had is, Tosfos should have had a third kasha. If it's Abdus Mamish, then how can it be Tfisa's condition? That was what other Rishonim asked, Tosfos didn't ask. What do we answer for that? Tosfos would hold that doesn't bother me. The Chachamim can be, make someone to an Eved, but they're not going to be able to change their inherent status to the extent that there should be no Tfisa's condition. That cannot be tampered with. And we gave an example, just like mitzvahs, for example. They probably couldn't take away the chiyuv mitzvahs shezman grom from such a person, by a man. And yet, they made them an eved. So the answer is, be'etzem, they're Yisrael. So therefore, be'etzem, they're Yisrael, they're not amadam or achamor. We noted that that's against Rashi and Chumash. Rashi learns that lo yekadesh can only be an isser because it's not a shayach to have issues. And we're suggesting that Tosis holds that you can have a lo yekadesh even though there is tfisas kiddush. Fine. So that we took care of. But then another problem, the bigger problem is the Yerushalmi itself that Tosis is bringing. The Yerushalmi says that Shifcha has no Knas, and so how can Nesina have Knas if she's a Shifcha? But the Yerushalmi is basing it on a drasha that says that there's no Knas because the Shifcha has no possibility of Tfisa's condition, unlike Achoso, which has a possibility by somebody else. If that's the measure of the issue, whether it's Tfisa's condition or not, then once again, Nesina should not be a problem at all. Sina has Fisa's condition. That's basically what we've done the last half hour. Rachamim, your question, and then the next couple of people. Yeah.
Does the Yerushalmi specifically say anything about Fisa Kiddushin? Or, because otherwise, maybe we could say that it's talking about the fact that she's not Nisharu Yavichlau.
I read you the Yerushalmi. You're free to check it out. I did not see the Yerushalmi inside. I only read it from the Tosfos Shans. So.
Does it say anything about Fisa Kiddushin? Maybe
that
Yerushalmi could be referring to Yishar
Uyalo. No. The language is, I mean, from the Tosfos Shans. Mahori Menem Li'isha Misha Yeshua Havaya. In other words, this is a miyot according to everybody. You see, this is the difference. Isha ru'uyaro is subjective. Even those who don't darshan, this is the point. Our Mishnah is afuke both drushes on Amid Beis, right? Keep this in mind, everybody, shot-wise. Our Mishnah is against of Shimon ben Menasya and Shimon Timani. Our Mishnah holds there's no exclusion of Isha ru'uyaro l'kaima, still can be knas. There's no exclusion of Isha she'ishba she'ein bo havaya, because achoso is chayv knas. But what does the Mishnah agree to, says Yishalmi? Isha she'ein lo havaya in any case. So that much the Mishnah does agree. This is certainly a profile issue. This is not about the potential of Mishnah. We had a hakira within our Mishnah. Isha ru'uyaro l'kaima, is it about you can't fulfill the other part of the mitzvah or such a woman? Within the Yishalmi, it's clear what it is. What is it? A woman who's less ba havaya to anybody, shefcha in other words, no knas. If that's the pshat, if there's such a halacha, then the sina should never be under that kind of exclusion. What's bothering Tosis and Mashi? It could be a shifcha all you want, but there is pisus kedusha.
Rabbi, explain his possible answer.
All I said was tentatively. Yeah, all I said was that if the label called shifcha has no havaya, that label of shifcha has no havaya. So that might be enough for Tosus to say that the Sina should have no knas. Do I like it? No. I mean, the whole methodology to get here is because of this svara. So how can you say the Sina should now have no knas? The Sina has to use this condition. Yeah.
So since we've already separated between like what it means to actually like be like a shifcha and like that. Like the abstract shifcha and actually being a Jew who does not have to keep mitzvot, and therefore, so since the gzera that was made on Netina is that we're trying to put the abstract shifcha onto the Netina, the Chachamim would have put like the inability of being able to be Tofes Kiddushin on the Netina, they could have, but they didn't. So the fact that the Yerushalmi says it's dependent on that doesn't matter, because the whole point of the Gezerah, do you get what I'm trying to get at?
Not sure. The burden of proof is on you to make yourself clear.
So that the Gezerah that they made is, they're taking the abstract concept of Shifcha and trying to put it on the Netina. Yeah. And the Yerushalmi says, because the Shifcha...
Right.
So the reason why the Netina does not... I mean, and it's not does like the kiddushin is chal. It's because the chachamim didn't have that power to put the gzera on that.
Okay.
So the Yerushalmi is saying that it's because of that. Like the chachamim would have put that, they would have used that power if they could, but they don't have the power to do that.
Even okay.
So I mean, the whole.
But at the end of the day, the shifcha has no knas because less ba'avaya at all. That's what makes it worse than achoso, right? There's less havaya, and the sina has havaya in every respect, to him and to everybody. So what? Why should we be knas? What's wrong with Rashi? I want to start Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yosei. So give me a chance. But go one more, yeah.
So Rabbi was saying, although they impose this obvious status, they couldn't actually change the topes of the Kiddushin aspect.
Yeah, that was the first, right? That was an earlier point. In other words, before we got to Yerushalmi's problem, he said, so Tosus never asked the obvious question that if according to Rashi, how come Kiddushin is Tofis? She has a din of Shifcha. So I said, no, making a woman to a Shifcha who's really a Bas Yisrael, or making a man to an Eved, is not going to have the effect of negating Kiddushin, right. The Raisa, because we're really talking about a Jewish person. Yeah. But Lo Yekadesh will exist. That's the interesting thing. Lo Yekadesh does not have to depend on the fact that there's no physical
right.
Kiddushin.
So basically we're saying we can't change the essential idea of whether Kiddushin can be Tofis or not. Right? So
right.
My question
right.
is that
right.
by the Gemara of Be'ulah Kohen Gadol, right, when we say that, we say the reason why the Kiddushin isn't, the reason why the Kiddushin is Tofis is She'en HaShav B'Kol.
The end of the Gemara,
right?
Yeah,
so I don't understand, because it seems like essentially it shouldn't be Tofis, right? Essentially, Be'ula really in truth it shouldn't be Tofis, but then we changed it that because it changed the Shabbat Kol.
So
right?
Okay, you mentioned Gemara that probably most of the Shia hasn't seen yet. So hold your question, write it down. We'll see if it's that when we get there. But it's a Gemara Daf Lamed, so we have enough tzaras right now with the with the tzaras here. If you want to talk, we talk afterwards. But I think, you know, let's try to at least get our bearings where we are. Okay. So good. So now we know where we're going, right? We know Rabbeinu Tam is. That's not hard to us, guys, right? We can get through it, right? The Nira La Rabbeinu Tam. Now comes, by the way, we finished this Tosis. I'd like you, if you could, to look at the Tosis in Yevamos as much as you could, because we'll see Tosis a different take on Rashi there than he does over here. And then we'll have to see other Shittas in Rishonin, Balmor, the Ramban, the Ravid, in terms of this whole idea of Nesina, how to work out what was the name of David and what was the Isochasmus based on. Okay, Venera Rabbeinu Tam. So all of this now is Rashi, Tosis' take on Rashi at least, and various questions. Rabbeinu Tam has a different explanation. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Nesina Asura de Oraisa Mishamos Ischate. Rabbeinu Tam says the Isser to marry Nesina is not based on Gzeiras David. It's based on the Torah. Because Rosh Ischatin is going after Geirus. Zayin Umas after Geirus. Kidim Asik Ravid Ba'arel. See, now all the variables have been clear to us. We know what Tosis is referring to. We had mentioning this earlier in Tosis. Rav in the Sakei Daitach, Rav in the Maskana. So Rav comes around, the Davai and Rav, and he says at the end that you can't say, oh, Tishchaten is going B'geirus and Pre-Geirus, because as Rav points out, that's not called Tishchaten. There's no Chitin, there's no Kedushin. So Akhtar Torah is speaking about Pre-Geirus and referred to it as Los Tishchaten. But you have to know, if you hold otherwise, you know, like the Rambam does, so what's the answer? Rambam gave an answer. It has to have a Tzura of Chitun, Derech Ishus. Good. Rava didn't buy that. Rava says, Los Ischatin suggests that there is Tfisus Kedushin here. So Rabbeinu Tam is going like Rava Lamaskana. So the Torah specifically Asur Zayin Umos after Geirus, based on that Lavdo Reis. So what about David? So we had the Gemara in Yevamos that said, Nesinim David Gazar Alayi. So Rashi, right away, started the ball rolling. It said, Gazar Alayi what? When the Gemara says, Nesinim David Gazar Alayi, so Rashi learns Chasnas. And Tosis took that to mean Avdus, which converts the which creates an Isochasnas. Rabbeinu Tam can't do that. For Rabbeinu Tam, Isochasnas derives from what? From Los Ischatin Dorais, says Rabbeinu Tam. The David Lo Gazar Alayi El Shibut. David simply was Gozer Shibut. V'lav le'osran b'vnos Yisrael, but not that David intended to create an Isser to marry for Nesinim. D'ho asiri v'kaini, because they're already Osir from before. Milav de'los Yischatim. So what was the purpose of David's Gzera? Now remember the Gemara. He says that, you know, he saw that they weren't being appeased and so on. Ela k'dei shelo yitamu b'Yisrael. David was Gozer in Avdus in order that they should not become too assimilated with Kali, so he wanted to create barriers. So by creating a subclass, you could say, of Avadim, so people are not going to associate with them as much. They're considered Avadim, so it's less likely that there could be interactions that could have negative influences on Kali Yisrael. He didn't want that they should have Hashpa over Kal Yisrael. Tam will be Yisrael. He didn't want them to assimilate into Kal Yisrael. He wanted to keep them at a distance. That's the extent of David's Gzerah. What was David Gozer? Not Chasnas. Where does Chasnas derive? In the Torah. What was David's Gzerah? Avdus. Tosas now raises interesting question. V'hadid Gazar b'hu tfei mi b'sharp siliko. No, if you're afraid, shelo yitamu b'Yisrael. So you can really have this concern about all the psalik kol, that if you want to, you know, they could violate the Issa Daraisa and assimilate. Why only by the Nesinim? So it's a strange question. Chara, the Gemara gave the answer to that question, as Tosus is himself going to quote a minute later. What would I have said? What would you have said to this question? Why is it goes to Dafka and them? Shilo Yitamu? Go ahead. Right, because they didn't have good, had corrupted mitos. Strange. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says Mishum Dabi Uma Shleima, because they are an entire nation. So isolated people, he didn't feel need to make a gather. But if Uma Shleima, so that's more of a concern that it could lead to a cross, you know, pollination, assimilation. So he had to create a siyag and say they're avadim. A siyag, so to speak, to the Doraisa, sounds like, because Uma Shleima. The Hadikamah Hassam Now Tosfos is bothered by a certain lashon in the Gemara there. It says, "Call me sheyesh bo shloshes man malalu rightly dabek behem." So whoever has the siman machmarim by Hashem gomi chasadim is rightly dabek behem, to cleave to them. So how would Rashi take that to mean? Lidavik to intermarry, meaning that David's issue was addressing, targeting the question of marrying with them. But Rabbeinu Tam has now explained that the issue to marry is very deraisa. So you have to teach it differently. Lo lisa mehen doesn't mean to marry. That's anyway asr. El lios ben chorin kemosan. Lidavik means to have the same freedom, characteristics of freedom like them. To share those characteristics, to have freedom. So someone who doesn't have lisa manim should not have freedom. So again, it's odd to me. Why did Tosfos have to say earlier that it was gozer on them more than other psilikot because an umas shleim? Tosfos could have said because of the fact that they had the gimel midos, that they didn't match the gimel midos. I don't know. Now, let's see if we can do this. This is now interesting. We'll just read the words. We'll have to probably spend a little more time on this next time. But v'chein hadikamar hasa b'mei rebi bikshu lahatir nesinim. So then the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis brings that b'mei Rebbe, they wanted to be matir nesinim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, m'chalkenu natir chelk mizbeach miyatir. So he differentiates between, says, you can't do it because our chelek, yes, but chelk mizbeach remains. So that we don't have the power to free. So what's bothering Tosfos? Pashtus, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to be matir nesinim l'kol. So according to Rashi, okay, so we have what to talk about, because the whole Gzera call is a function of David, and if there's an ability to override David, you have to know how you can override David. That's a separate discussion. So Rashi himself says Hefker based in Hefker. But if you can override David, so then you have no barrier to marrying with them. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, of course, the Isser Darais is still in place. So therefore, you have to know what's going on there. You can't be matichelg mizbeach. So therefore, we're stuck. So what is the whole discussion revolving around? So he says, Lo shall you wrote some matim of a bakal. That is not what's at stake here in the discussion of Bimei Rebbe. That cannot change. The issue of the rice is still here. Dami the rice are siri. Again, the real time's point is clear. Lo shishchatin ba. Ela bikshu lefpatron me'avdus lios b'nei chorin. The discussion of Bimei Rebbe had to do with that they should no longer be as avadim, because David made them avadim, and what? And now they wanted to release them from avdus. But Amahu Rebbe says Rebbe to them that you can't. She'en yachon lahafkia chiluk mizbeach. The avdus vis-a-vis mizbeach, you have no ability to override. So that's what the whole discussion is revolving around, the issue of avdus and nothing more. Chasnus is anyway us. The Afa God, now Tosfos speaks out. The Afa God, the Kaimel and Hefker based on Haya Hefker. So Tosfos seems to be asking, Hefker based on Hefker, so why can't you also override Chelot Mizbeach? He says, Tos Hainu Litzorach, Avulze Eno Tzorach Kotach. It's not something that we have to use, to utilize, to do this. Therefore, we're not going to use it to override Chelot Mizbeach. So this little point has to be explained better, both for Rashi and for Tosfos. Exactly what does it mean, Chelot Mizbeach? We can't be matir. What's the reason for Rashi? Why for Tosfos? If you can look in Tosfos Yevamos, there's a little more on this in Tosfos Yevamos within Rabbeinu Tam about the chelek mizbeach and the chelek of the Eda. That we'll have to leave. But meanwhile, Tosfos is going one by one, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to work out how the Isser Chasnus has no shaychus to David. There's two parallel worlds. There's the world of Issel Chasnus with Nesinim post Geirus. That's Lo Shishchatin Bo. Any discussions of Moshe, Yeshua, David is about Avdus. And the issue with Bimei Rebbe is Avdus. By contrast, for Rashi, David has everything to do with Chasnus. Because the Isser Doraisa, apparently Lo Shishchatin Bo, is referring where? Lefnei Geirus. Exactly what's the mechanism of the Isser Chasnus, that's where it gets a little bit ambiguous for Rashi. Rashi didn't really say here Avdus. Tosfos read it into Rashi. Rashi Yevamos might perhaps be mashma, that the Avdus is the what generates the Isser Chasnus. But again, that has to be worked out better as well, Tosfos Yevamos versus Tosfos here. Tosfos here assumes for Rashi that the Isser Chasnus derives from Avdus. To what extent? Does it make all your kaddish d'oraisa? So Tosus originally thought yes. Right? Then he asked two questions and then comes out, no. It's only way kaddish d'rabbana. But this is all within Rashi. According to Tosus, the entire issue is only one of Abdus and Issachasnus is based on the Torah. When we see the next part of Tosus, you also look at the Mashal, you'll see, it's interesting, Tosus brings a Yerushalmi that supports Rashi, but really the Yerushalmi doesn't say Abdus at all. Those of you read the rest of Tosus, right? The Yerushalmi doesn't mention Abdus at all. And Tosus pins the Yerushalmi to Rashi. So how does that square with Rashi according to the way Tosus is learning the entire time? Right? So what did, and if you saw the Mashal, what did Mashal say? That it's true, Tosus realizes that, but Rashi never really said Abdus either. It was all Tosus putting on to Rashi. So in that regard, the Yerushalmi and Rashi could at least be the same. In what respect? That the Issachasnus derives from David. But in the Chanami, Tosus is prepared to understand for Rashi that Abdus is not the mechanism for the Chasnus. So even Tosus here, according to the Mashah, is not 100% sold on learning that the Issachasnus of David has to be via the mechanism of Abdus, because Yerushalmi doesn't say that at all. I hope the pieces are beginning to come together. It's very disjointed, the Tosus. It's not a simple Tosus to read. This is really the amelus of Torah sometimes is what's required to begin to sort it out to the best of our ability, to see how things come together and then, you know, and then be revisited again. Okay, so we'll Mamshechan on Sunday with the Tosus.